No, the game has been abandoned at half-time. Referee Joe McCrone did a pitch inspection at half-time. Then neither team come back out onto the pitch. Joe McCrone came out a second time along with both management teams. He bounced the ball in a fairly sticky part of the pitch, and it just stuck literally in the grass. So there was obviously a discussion, and I'm led to believe it was called off because the pitch was deemed unsafe. And there's no official word when the replay is going to, or sorry, the refixture is going to be on. Scottstown manager David McKay being interviewed by the press behind me in the tunnel here just as we speak. So next weekend the hurling final's on, but I suppose the thing about it is it's about getting a venue will be the issue. The final is in 2 weeks' time, but as it stands, Scottstown were obviously in the driving seat at half time. It's probably the perfect storm in the fact that the first game went to extra time and really a wet day. Scottstown were in the driving seat in terms of the game. They will probably be frustrated it didn't continue because they were obviously in a really good position. But safety, I suppose, is the number one point of view from the Ulster Council. That's what the decision was made around. From walking across the pitch myself and a pair of trainers, it's definitely very, very tricky. I would hate to be able to try and turn a defender or try and, you know, turn in the pitch. It just would be very, very difficult. There was a passage of play late in the first half where the ball just stuck on the ground, it bobbled about and there was puddles galore, so it is the right decision. It just leaves it the absolute perfect storm in terms of the fixture congestion that there's going to be. Newbridge and Scottstown, overheard David McCaig saying to the press behind me there that he's happy that to still be an Ulster Championship, and he's disappointed it didn't finish because they were obviously, you know, in a really good place and prepared well. But that's the decision that has been made. And I think it probably adds more fuel to the fire of the debate where the GAA are trying to extend the county season a further 2 weeks into the club season. We know the club season is really difficult to organise, and this is another reminder of how small the window is to organise the club fixture. So from a very wet Healy Park, I'm just standing in the tunnel, just out in front of the pitch. There's a puddle right in front of the tunnel, and it's Kilcoo versus Scottstown or Newbridge. It's probably going to be next week. Ulster GAA will obviously meet and they'll make a decision. The venue will be the big talking point about where it's going to be. So that's as much as I can tell you at the moment. And the destination of the Seamus McCrean Cup, it still can go three ways: Kilcoo, Scottstown, or Newbridge. And that's the final call.